The road to WrestleMania is going to have a lot of twists and turns, and I am here for it. I'm sitting here recording this a couple days after the press conference that WWE held to promote WrestleMania in Las Vegas, and I gotta say, very, very impressed with where they're going with this whole WrestleMania storyline so far. Obviously, my last episode, I wasn't too pleased with the reaction of the fans to how they're taking to this storyline. And still not too pleased with the reaction of the fans because people are still a little bit up in arms over everything. But what can you do? What can you do? Who am I? I'm just some old dude that, you know, has been watching wrestling since the 80s. Knows quite a bit about the Samoan heritage and the Samoan storylines and their connection to wrestling. Sat through the Rocky Maivia early years of wrestling when the Rocky Sucks chants really did mean something. Then got to enjoy the Rock through the Attitude Era and Hollywood Rock and as many returns. And now the Roman Reigns era, which I think is just top quality in regards to what's going on these days compared to anything else. And yeah, I don't care that he doesn't wrestle every week. You see what happens when you wrestle every week. You get knee injuries like Seth Rollins, and the title doesn't seem to mean anything at some points. But anyways, that's another side story that I'll talk about another time. But as far as seeing all this over the years, I was pretty excited about the idea of Rock versus Roman Reigns. I think it was going to be epic, just like I think Cody versus Roman Reigns is going to be great. So I got kind of robbed of that. But, you know, we want Cody. We want Cody. Hashtag we want Cody because we want things now. We need to have them now. We can't let things play out. We got to have them now. And, you know, forget the fact that maybe The Rock won't be able to wrestle next year, or he might be busy with a movie, or might be this or that or the other thing. We want it now. We need instant gratification. That's what the fan says right now. Well, whatever. I don't care. We're going to get what we get. And, you know, I'm sitting back and just enjoying the ride. I'm really enjoying the ride. I love this new twist that we're going to have now with The Rock being teamed up with Roman Reigns. And we're seeing heel Rock, and we're seeing, him almost big brothering Roman. And that's going to obviously play into a future storyline where we're going to see the split apart of the bloodline. And we're going to see Roman versus Rock because of this. But I don't know, maybe people complain about that as well, and just that that's not happening soon enough either. But either way, it's going to be a very bumpy, twisty, rocky, quote-unquote, ride to WrestleMania, and I'm here for it. I'm pretty excited about it. So before we get into this whole press conference business, I want to give a shout-out to a couple of fellow podcasters whose shows I joined this past week, and I hope you go over and check them out and support these folks. First, I want to talk about the Armchair Booking Wrestling Podcast. Steve Barber asked me to come on and just help him out for an episode. His partner in crime, Dwalen, is not able to do the podcasting at the moment. So Steve's had a few special guests come in and guest host and stuff like that. And real fun time. Steve's got a good mind for the business as well. He's in the same age bracket as myself, so we have similar perspectives on wrestling, and always a fun time to talk wrestling with Steve. So make sure you head over to the Armchair Wrestling Booking Podcast and check them out. And as well, I was on Tino's Time. Did a live stream with Tino over on YouTube and discussing WrestleMania 2. We did a live watch-along of WrestleMania 2, and really fun time. Tino's a great sport about everything. Lots of questions about some of the angles that were going on. I felt like the professor or something like that, trying to school him and some of the watchers and followers on some old school wrestling. But that's right up my alley, 80s wrestling. So also a good time. So make sure you get over there. And if you haven't already had a chance to check out my YouTube channel, Wrestling with the 80s, where I talk about old school wrestling, make sure you head over to YouTube, subscribe, and check out the videos. Lots of great stuff. Always looking for new members to join the community. And also on Facebook, you can join the group of Wrestling with the 80s as well and join the conversation. All right, that's the promos and the plugs and all that stuff. But let's talk about this whole WrestleMania road right now. So we've got, we don't have clarification fully. We're told that it's going to be Cody versus Roman at WrestleMania. We don't know if it's night one, night two, if this is what it's really going to be, this is going to how it stay. I don't know. I kind of feel like Rocky and even Seth are going to play into that because everybody's talking about how Seth was on stage for this whole situation at this press conference, and basically he got castrated and he looks like a second-rate champ and his belt means nothing. But let's think about that for a second, folks. Let's really think about that. I know that's tough. I know a lot of people don't like to think. They just like to react. But let's think about it for a second. So Seth Rollins got to stand on stage with the biggest stars of the 2020s, involving the biggest angle, we can argue, of the 2020s right now, with Rock, Roman, and Cody. Everybody's talking about Cody finishing his story. Everybody wants to talk about The Rock showing up, the Roman versus Rock dynamic. And there you got Seth on the stage. I don't think they left him out there to just belittle him and to make him look second rate. I think, obviously, Seth is going to play a part in this journey that we're going to get to WrestleMania. Now, what's that going to look like? I don't know. There's a lot of talk about maybe a tag team match. And maybe it's going to be Rock and Roman against Seth and Cody, either at Elimination Chamber or Night 1 of WrestleMania. If the tag team match is going to happen, I have a feeling it would be more Elimination Chamber than WrestleMania, but maybe so. Triple H kind of stressed about the main event of WrestleMania 1 being a tag team match, so you never know what it could be. But Seth doesn't have a clear-cut opponent yet. They're talking about the Elimination Chamber match being to determine his opponent. But we still have a guy out there in the name of Damian Priest who has a briefcase for Money in the Bank that could possibly take that title from Seth prior to WrestleMania. So then it becomes Damian defend the title at WrestleMania. You could have Seth involved in the match at WrestleMania. Maybe it becomes a four-way. Maybe it's The Rock and Roman and Seth and Cody in the match for the WWE Universal title. I don't know. There's a lot of questions. Geez, even at the end of that whole press conference backstage, it looked like Triple H was ready to strap the boots back on and get in the ring. I know that's not going to happen with his situation with his heart, but it's just, once again, just another layer added onto the story, which I love that that's going on with WWE right now. It's just layer upon layer upon layer. And it's just giving you lots and lots of questions. You know, even the whole Sami Zayn dynamic with the World Heavyweight Championship. You had a fantastic promo from Sami in the stands where he's talked about being like Rocky Balboa. And of course, where's WrestleMania happening? It's in Philadelphia, the home of Rocky. And what a great story that would be. And yet he doesn't qualify for the Elimination Chamber match. So how's his road to WrestleMania going to pan out? I don't know. But there's a lot of great questions going on, a lot of layers to all these stories. And that's the whole idea. You want to have a lot of intrigue going into WrestleMania. You think about things like the injuries that the WWE has sustained, like a CM Punk injury and Seth's injury, and yet you have so many big-name players right now that can step in and fill in and still make it an intriguing WrestleMania. And I know people will say, well, yes, they're so stacked right now, they don't even need The Rock. I'm sorry, but you're going to need The Rock whenever The Rock is available because he's one of the biggest stars in the world. He's going to add that star power. But to be honest with you, I kind of, right from the get-go, thought all along, it didn't seem like he was going to be this WrestleMania that he's going to be fighting Roman. It felt like next WrestleMania. I thought during this press conference, we might actually get the announcement that WrestleMania 41 was going to be in Las Vegas, and they're going to start promoting Rock versus Roman for that. I think you still will see something like that, Rock Roman at next year's WrestleMania or SummerSlam or something. Because think about it, they've got now signed this deal with Netflix. They want to do something huge to kick off Netflix and their relationship with Netflix. Well, what about a build to WrestleMania, or I guess starting with Royal Rumble and then to WrestleMania? Because if I'm not mistaken, the PLEs are going to be on Netflix as well. So they want to have a massive, massive buy-in right from the gate. And think about it. Rock Roman for the build to WrestleMania in 2025, just as the Netflix deal starts, that'd be some pretty massive buy-in going right off the get-go for Netflix. So you got that factor as well. But I know, I'm just thinking here. I don't know. I'm using that brain power. But no, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's all going to happen now. You know, 8 weeks before WrestleMania, that's it. They're going to say it's Rock Roman. That's it. We're not going to listen to anything the fans say. And I know everybody's now going to, it's beautiful for the IWC because they're right no matter what. So if WWE decides to stick with Rock and Roman, then down with WWE. They're horrible people. They don't listen to the fans. But if WWE happens to go with another angle for this, well, WWE pivoted because of the fans. Not that they listened to the fans. It was the outrage that got them to where they were. So no matter what, the IWC comes out looking like $1 million in this. Forget the fact that, maybe this was in the works all along. And, you know, they were using the audience as a test subject for something like this. We don't know. I find it hard to believe that The Rock would just come in for basically 2 months and that's it. Implode Cody's storyline, draw the ire of the fans, and then just walk away when he's now totally invested in WWE and TKO as a board member. I do believe that there was a long plan here, and I think part of this is the storyline that they're going with. It seems like social media and that stuff is the new kayfabe that these wrestling companies can use. And WWE, I got to give them credit. They've been using social media and everything like that to really bring back kayfabe over the last little while. Look at the whole CM Punk situation where we thought there was no way that CM Punk was showing up. And lo and behold, he does. They had every one of the quote-unquote journalists. I don't want to use dirt sheets and put them down, but we'll say quote-unquote journalists, wrestling journalists, fooled on that. Every one of the wrestling journalists was fooled on this. I mean, I want you to keep in mind, keep this in your heart, the fact that the people like the Saps, the Conrads, the LaGrecas, they went ballistic about this whole storyline. They even used it to make money off of it. You know, LaGreca's Hold'em rallies now, which are pretty moot points at this point, but they're selling tickets to their podcast based on We Want Cody rallies. Conrad Thompson nearly imploded his whole career based on his outrage over this whole situation with Cody and The Rock and everything. But these people are the same people that make money off of listeners. And they ended up stirring up the lowest of the low, the lowest common denominator of their listening audience, to the point that they're giving death threats to the daughter of The Rock, forcing her to leave social media over a effing wrestling angle that basically was 2 days old and not one word was spoken in that wrestling angle. It was just a face-off between The Rock and Roman. There was nothing talked about as far as the title match, as far as WWE, that was all the fans. And that was all these podcasts and everything and these quote-unquote wrestling journalists. So keep that in mind when you're picking who you decide to listen to and follow and look to for your wrestling knowledge and wrestling rumors and all this stuff. Just keep that in mind that these people making money off of you are stirring up fans so much that they want to call in bomb threats and they want to put death threats on wrestlers and just complain and ruin the experience pretty much for every other normal wrestling fan out there who's just along for the ride. And that's the main point, is I am along for the ride for this road to WrestleMania. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of twists and turns. We're still 7 weeks away from WrestleMania. There's still going to be a whole lot to happen. We've got Elimination Chamber coming up. We got to decide what's happening with Seth's title. We still don't know how The Rock and Roman's relationship plays into this. And we're going to have a lot come up over this next couple of months. So keep that in mind, folks. Just enjoy the ride. Just enjoy it. Don't ruin it for yourself and don't ruin it for others. Just enjoy it. Just give it a chance to play out. That's all I'm asking for. Anyways, appreciate you listening to me and the folks that listened to the last episode. I know it was on a negative aspect, and maybe this one's got a little sway to the negative, but I just appreciate you guys remembering me and listening to the episode. So hopefully there'll be a few more coming out as we get to WrestleMania, because it is an exciting time to be a wrestling fan, and it's a fun time to be a wrestling fan. And right now, it's fun to see WWE kicking on all cylinders, because when WWE is at its best, that helps the entire wrestling world. Whether people like that or not, it's true. When the biggest is at its best, it's going to raise up everybody else, and I think we're seeing that right now. So enjoy the ride, folks.